This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. It's a football Friday. It's a meat Friday. Hopefully it's a Dan Patrick Show Friday for you. Thanks for allowing us into your life. Princey's not here today. He's dealing with some kidney stones. It's a procedure. So Seton is going to have to hold up that other end of the back row today. Yes, Seton.
He would. This is how many people have become fans of the Dan Patrick Show, by going through procedures such as the one Todd is going through and then maybe being laid up for a little while.
Okay.
And then maybe Todd will fall in love with the show all over again.
Well, all I know is every time Todd goes in for a procedure, he comes out with a tan. It is amazing.
And that's not usually what happens at the hospital.
No.
There's no beds there.
No. When I went in for, like, my knee surgery or shoulder surgery, I didn't come out with a tan.
You come out kind of pasty and pale.
Yeah. But Todd comes out with a tan. And, of course, he schedules it for this Friday and a long weekend as well.
Perfect.
There's no coincidence there, right? No. All right. It's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering, and I know you are. What's on the Traeger's? White bean chicken chili. Buffalo wings, barbecue wings, smoked apple pie. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Stat of the day brought to you, as always, by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this hour, brought to you by the great folks at King's Hawaiian. Slide into the weekend. Slider Sunday. Make it a family tradition. Every Sunday, a Slider Sunday. King's Hawaiian. Phone calls. Operator Tyler is standing by. Solid slate of college football last night, tonight, this weekend. We'll discuss that. David Pollack will join us on loan. Well, he used to be with the mothership, so now on his own, coaching high school football. But the former All-American at Georgia will join us, give us his thoughts on the ACC. Just announced that they're inviting Stanford, Cal, and SMU to join the ACC. Yay! The last half hour that this happened. And it felt like this was touch or go here. ACC, though, decided they're bringing in Stanford, Cal, and SMU. Sometimes less is more. I don't know. This might be a situation where more is actually less for the ACC. If you're Florida State or Clemson, are you more likely to want to stay now? Certainly Florida State. Do you want to stay because Stanford, Cal, and SMU are here? Okay. SMU, I get. You know, SMU is valuable. You want to be in Dallas. But Stanford and Cal, unless you love your Olympic sports, I wouldn't have as much use for Stanford and Cal. Plus, you're talking about the West Coast with the ACC. It does go back to this game of geography. That's what this is about. It's about geography. You want to have schools in certain cities, certain states. That's why I still think Florida State with the Big Ten is something that's maybe on the back burner. You want to be in Florida. You want to be in Texas. You want to be in California. But if you're the ACC, being in California, in Palo Alto and Berkeley, not the same as Southern California. All right, we'll have a poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. We say good morning. You're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app and our radio affiliates around the country. Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio. Utah rolled Florida last night. Minnesota over the Cornhuskers of Nebraska at the buzzer. Not a good game, but a fun final couple of minutes there. Utah went to their third string quarterback, second string or fourth string quarterback. It was tough to keep up with the shuffle there, but it worked against Florida. And the ACC, of course, the expansion call this morning. This weekend, West Virginia, Penn State, North Carolina is going to be in action as well. You have that's against South Carolina, North Carolina, South Carolina, LSU, Florida State. That'll be Sunday night. Clemson and Duke as well. What's the poll question we're sitting on today, Seton?
Dan, right. Let's see. We could. It's going to be a big weekend. Start of college football. If you could only do one, go to the game or tailgate. That's a classic question.
Ooh.
That's a DP show classic.
Okay.
We might start a new classics section. Just what? Coming up with this on the spot. Poll question classics.
Oh, so callbacks.
Yeah.
Okay.
We had one yesterday that we've hit a couple of times. They're sort of timeless questions, though. This is a DP show classic. If you could only do one, go to the game or tailgate.
Okay. Right.
Let's say it was not a big football game. Like, what was last night, Marv? What was the game you were at?
NC State UConn.
Okay.
Which is huge.
That's that's not a hammer of a game.
Well, Connecticut covered, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
But let's say you're rolling with some folks, and they said, we don't have tickets, but we're going to go tailgate.
Were you on the sidelines?
I was.
Okay.
And on Twitter last night, there were people, is that Marvin? And there's screenshots
of
me yesterday.
Now, did you wear anything DP show related?
I did not, no.
Could you?
I had my newcomer of the year hoodie on. I don't know if that counts, but.
Okay.
Could I? Yes.
Okay. But I don't want you to get in trouble and, you know, have this job in jeopardy.
No.
This side hustle you got going on here.
No. No. Nothing will happen.
Okay.
It doesn't have any, like, networks on it. It just says the Dan Patrick Show.
Would be nice if there's product placement if you're going to be on the sidelines there.
All right, we'll do. Oh, also, Dan Orlovsky told me to tell you hi. I saw him at the game.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky was there. All right.
He's like, oh, got a couple hours off. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, Dan Orlovsky. He's a tall drink of water.
He sure is.
He is. He's a tall drink of water. He's about 6'6". Yes, Paul?
Some people are throwing around, should the ACC change its name? Now they change things. Ryan McGee of ESPN said, you don't change the name. You change it to All Coast Conference.
Okay.
ACC.
I like that
All
with Coast Ryan.
Conference.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Keep the name.
Bloop. Oh.
Yeah, bloop.
I'll keep that.
Bloop.
All right. What's going to happen to the Pac-12, though? Can they somehow, can you align with somebody else, another conference, the Mountain West, if you're going to, and can you still be the Pac-12? Can you still get an automatic berth? If you win the Pac-12 next year, can you still get an automatic berth? That would be what I would be trying to design. Can we do something where we're still relevant that we're going to have one of our schools get into the playoff with automatic berth? All right, we got a lot to talk about. Phone calls are always welcome. What other poll questions do we have?
Dan, we've got stolen bases, underappreciated or not relevant. Really breaks my heart, by the way, as a stolen base fan.
As a Ricky Henderson fan.
As a Ricky Henderson fan, yes.
Ronald Acuna Jr. III is the first player in the history of baseball to have 30 homers and 60 steals in a season. And I believe the first guy in baseball history to have 30, 60, and get married the same day.
Stat of the day.
Thank you, Melissa Etheridge. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Why did Ronald Acuna Jr. III get married yesterday? Was there, got married during the day and then went out and hit a grand slam last night? What was the urgency there, Marvin?
The halls are usually cheaper on weekdays than Saturdays and Sundays.
Cost cutting.
Okay, but he couldn't have a reception because he had to go out there and play baseball. I know getting married on a Thursday that you can get the church or you can get a banquet hall. I don't think that's a problem for him, but like, why at the end of August is he getting married? Yes, Eaton.
And it's like to his longtime girlfriend, so it's like probably the kind of thing that you could have planned out for the off season if you wanted to.
I would think so. In November, I think you'd still be in love. Paulie?
Ronald Acuna Jr. and his longtime girlfriend, now wife, Maria Laborde, they've been together for 4 years.
Okay.
But under terms of her Venezuelan visa, Maria had to leave the United States by the end of the week and wouldn't be allowed to return for another 3 months, keeping her and the children away for that stretch, which could include a World Series, an MVP.
Mm.
So it was a he was under pressure there to get it done. Good work by him.
Okay.
Sounds like there could have been a, you realize before I'm leaving we're getting married, right? Just FYI.
And then it probably snuck up on him.
Yeah. You know, Thursday.
You know that by the end of August, we have to get married.
You
yeah. Okay. All right.
Imagine Acuna, he's up early at the mall over at Zales,
yes,
knocking on those little doors before they open. I got a game tonight.
Yeah. Every kiss begins with K. You know, he's out there buying his diamond ring. What a stressful time, though. I don't know what it's like now. I've been married such a long time. What it's like to go out there and buy that diamond ring. And they always tell you that it's how many paychecks? Is it 3 months, Marvin? Is that what you did for your wife?
Oh, I didn't. But I think it's.
But you weren't making any money. So,
oh, I sure wasn't.
So 3 months is, that's not, you know, bad.
Yeah, that was like $800.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
I did not have the biggest savings account at the time when I got engaged. I used 95% of my savings, in all seriousness, because I didn't have a lot of money.
How much did you spend?
$7,500 on the ring.
All right.
Which, and, you know, 15 years ago, 16 years ago, that was a good chunk of dough for me. I had $125 left in my savings when I was done.
Seton, ballpark what you paid for your engagement ring?
I can tell you exactly how much I spent.
Okay.
$0.00.
You didn't get her an engagement ring?
No, she came with a like family.
Oh, heirloom?
Heirloom.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
God bless you.
Yeah, and it's a banger.
Too. Good for you.
But there's not a chance in a million years I could ever afford a ring like that. But it was grandmoms and moms.
I like
and,
that.
Yeah.
Marvin, what about you?
$1,200.
$1,200? All right. Yep. I think I spent $2,000 37 years ago. Yes, Seton.
My wife, at the time, and really still to this day, still likes to joke that she's like, what did you even bring to the table? She's like, I had my engagement ring, I had a house, and I had a dog. You just basically moved in, took the dog over, and was like, okay, here's your ring from my family.
You're basically plug and play.
Yeah.
You're a plug and play husband.
I'm just saying, it's an ideal situation. No pressure. You're like, no, I'm good. I just had to call her dad and be like, hey, I was going to ask your daughter to marry me, if that's cool, and can I get that ring? And how do I go about getting that ring?
Yeah, Paulie.
Seems like a quarterback in the transfer portal. He goes from like a small school. Now he's a quarterback at Bama.
You're Sam Hartman.
You're Sam Hartman.
Yeah.
Oh, dang, this house is yours?
Yeah.
All right, heck yeah. I'll move in. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I didn't have anything, and my wife didn't have anything. Nothing. And I remember all of my money I spent on that engagement ring. I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money to begin with, but I didn't have any money for sure. I owed some money, but I was going to get that ring. She wanted that ring. And then I told her when I went back that it had already been sold. So she was surprised when I gave it to her. Yeah, Marv.
And unlike Seton, the rest of us, we started from the bottom, right? So with your wife, oh, you know, my wife's a big Disney person. Oh, you take your wife to Disney? Yup. She was with me. I had nothing to offer. Like, oh, Marv, what do you have? Nothing. That's it.
But a lot of it.
But a lot of nothing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Seton, man.
Good for you.
Good
man.
For him. Yeah. Man. Yeah, you won.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that, at the time, too, I didn't really make a ton of money either. And it's like, so what do you like to do? I don't go to Barcelona. Oh, crap.
Is that a burger joint?
That's a restaurant.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, you mean the restaurant? She's like, oh, yeah, no, I love that, too. But, like, I'm going to travel.
Travel?
Oh,
how
crap.
About
like, I don't even
South,
have a passport.
South Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever been to the Jersey Shore, yeah. my love? Yeah, I don't even have a passport. What?
What other poll questions are we going to have today? You know what? Let me take a break. We'll come back. We got some phone calls here. Once again, got sidetracked quickly here. But Fritzy is out for today. We hope his procedure is going well, getting his kidney stones blasted. And if you have ever gone through that, you know what that pain is. So I tread lightly with that because I've gone through that twice. Yes, Pauline.
So you could pass them naturally, which is very, very painful. What does blasting mean? Is it like a radiation?
They have to basically dismantle it.
Like a power washer inside your body?
Kind of. And then it allows you to pass it a little bit.
They break
more.
It down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
They break it down, but you still get the pleasure of passing them naturally. Yes. There's just a step before that.
And I know, thank God for women, because you guys are incredible. You know, this is supposed to be as close as men get to having a child as far as the pain goes. And I remember being in the emergency room in a fetal position. I was on the floor. And I said to my wife, who has had, you know, four children, and I said, yeah, I think this is as close as I'd get to childbirth. And she goes, let's not make that mistake, okay? And I go, okay. But it is painful. It is very, very troubling. When you get it, you're like, uh-oh, I am in trouble. And then they give you the, oh, no, it's too big to pass. What's that mean? Well, and then they tell you, and you're like, you're ready for tears after that. But Fritzy, we hope you're doing, well, he might be under. I don't even know. But we hope he's doing okay. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to phone calls coming up, settle on a poll question, and the ACC is bringing in three new schools, Stanford, Cal, and SMU. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. DraftKings is ready. Football season is ready. Are you ready? Right around the corner, DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers bet just $5 and score $200 in bonus bets instantly. Get in on all the action. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September. Life is more fun when you're in on all the action. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app before kickoff. Use code Patrick. Get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL bet, only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the promo code Patrick. The crown is yours.
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Music selection today. Hype songs around college football programs. This feels like Wisconsin Badgers.
It is. This is my favorite.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You pick this.
I picked all the songs, basically.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay. I thought the Danettes were giving you suggestions on their hype songs.
Well, they did give me suggestions. Let me say it was a joint effort.
Okay. All right. This is, and I've been to Camp Randall when they jump around. And sometimes it gets a little scary when they're jumping around. Didn't one of the stands collapse years ago there? Yes, Paul.
It does feel like a little earthquake is going on around you at Camp Randall. That's a good of a college town there is.
That's a good environment.
Easy walk in town.
Yeah.
The police are very friendly with beverages, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you can go downtown and can have some fun there, Wisconsin. I like when they rank the party schools because everybody thinks that their school is the best party school. Even when I went to Dayton, Playboy magazine, if you remember Playboy magazine, used to rank the colleges as far as party schools go. I think Dayton got like put into the Hall of Fame eventually, didn't get ranked. But then it would be like the usual schools would be up there. Florida, I think, was always up there. West Virginia was up there. Felt like the top 10 was pretty much the same. And, you know, almost as predictable as college football is now as far as the teams that are going to compete for a championship. Yes, Paul?
Do you want me to find the current list of the party schools in America?
Sure.
I got one from Newsweek, which I don't really know if they'd be the expert judge of this. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude from Newsweek.
Well, they are journalists, though.
Yeah. Tulane's up there?
Ooh.
That seems like an environment that's almost too strong.
Yes.
It should be grandfathered out. Florida State, Wisconsin, Alabama, Georgia, Syracuse.
Well, what else are you going to do?
Yeah, very cold.
Yeah.
University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Well, that's a fun place.
They're usually in there.
Yeah. They got champagne in their name. I mean.
There you go.
All right.
USC. Is that a party school or just a great school with a lot to do around it?
If you go down fraternity sorority row, then I guess. But I don't know if USC is like, I would put them up there as a, they're known for being a party school.
West Virginia is 10th. They're kind of emeritus.
Yeah, I could see that.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Ohio University.
Yeah.
Not Ohio State.
Yeah, no, Ohio University.
They're always in these lists.
But I think you have to look at per capita. So how many students
PPC,
do you have?
PPC, party per capita?
Yes. Because that's why Dayton was emeritus, because of, you know, basically the number of students you had to the reputation. Mm. Now, if you got Ohio State, I mean, that's the city, basically. Well, Ohio State is a city unto itself in Columbus. Any other schools in there that might surprise us?
Penn State, haven't partied there.
I've tailgated there.
Yeah.
There.
Let's see.
I did go to Notre Dame one weekend. Not a party school.
There's not a huge bar scene.
No, not a party school.
It's a respected academic institution.
Of course it is, yes. And it was a Friday night, and I remember asking somebody, I said, what are we going to do? And I go, you know, we were going to pull out the guitar and maybe sit around.
No, that's not true.
No, I swear. I swear.
No.
Yep.
No.
I swear on Marvin that that happened. But there was a bar downtown that we went to, but that was it. Not a party school. Yeah, Pauline.
I'll throw out a couple that I've been to. University of Iowa, they do not get cheated there for a good time.
Okay.
If you like your beer. University of Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
That whole town's lively.
CU.
Yeah.
Colorado University.
Okay. Not University of Colorado. Okay.
I think it's CU.
I'm checking.
Yes, Seton.
Is there one that you want to go to that you haven't been to?
Well, I don't know if... When you go to a party school, like, we're too old. But if you said you can go to a tailgate, then you can be an old man going to a tailgate.
You can't walk into a bar, right now.
No, it's not good. I think of it 10 years ago, I was in a couple of bars in Wisconsin.
You don't want to walk into quarter pitcher night now.
No.
You know what I mean?
Drinks for everybody.
Yeah.
Pull out a $10 bill.
Yeah. Hey, some narc just walked in.
Yeah, there's like five dads just walked
in. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
God. Let's get out of here.
Parents weekend.
Yeah. Parents weekend. Yeah. But I think tailgating, all right. That's different, though, than a party school. Tailgating is different.
Party school stuff's going on Wednesday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyone could have a tailgate.
Yeah, it's true.
That's true.
Okay. What's the poll question we're going to do? To decide on. Once again, recapping the ACC developments. They voted this morning, and Cal, Stanford, SMU are joining the ACC.
I'm just going to put up, since we're talking about tailgating, I'm going to put up, if I could only go to one, go to the game or tailgate. We're going to throw that up there. Paul also had, would you rather hit 50 home runs or steal 100 bases? I'm going to guess it's going to be 50 home runs, though. It's going to be the popular answer there.
Yeah, it used to be a big deal to steal bases. But I still go back to, if you talk about, and there are guys when they came to the plate and you're like, oh my God, like beware, this guy's going to hit a home run. But the guys who got on first base, it felt like they disrupted the game more than any guy who came to the plate. Because when Ricky Henderson got on first, he disrupted everything.
The best.
And Vince Coleman, Maury Wills, Lou Brock. When they got on first, everything changed. And I don't know if we could ever get back to that, where the stolen base is valuable. I mean, Mike Trout used to steal bases, but if you're a guy who's out there playing 145 games, let's say, you know, the wear and tear you're going to have, and then you're going to steal bases, and there is wear and tear. But Ronald Acuna, here he is with a 30-60 season that's never happened. But I don't know if this is going to be a growing trend. I like it because there's movement there. But I also like it because when that guy gets on base, how many guys like that? Like Ellie De La Cruz. I'd love for him to get on first, and all of a sudden you've got to have all your attention to that guy at first base. What else do we have, Seton O'Connor?
I think that's kind of what we got for right now.
Okay.
I got a question. Why aren't there, you know, if you go back to the late 70s, you know, Ricky Henderson and Vince Coleman, the era, guys like that, why doesn't the team go that direction? Tim Raines, those guys who were stealing 90 plus. Now you could lead the league in steals in the past 10 years with 40. 40 could lead the NL or AL.
But you don't get paid to steal bases. That's why it's not important.
But you don't get paid to get on base.
True.
But what if a manager said, I can get paid to win, and if I can disrupt the entire game by having fast guys who I don't have to pay as much?
But it's all analytics.
Yeah.
But I remember as a kid, and maybe it's just because I was a big Ricky Henderson fan, but I remember you got on first base, and then you're even just in Little League, and your manager gives you like the hit and run sign, or you like gives you go ahead, steal. Gives you the, oh my gosh, it was like the most exciting thing. You slide head first.
Yeah.
Get your uniform all dirty. It was the best.
Yeah.
I loved that.
Yeah. Now you can play a game and not even get dirty.
Yeah.
It's all about striking out or hitting a home run. No need to slide.
Let's bring back the stolen base.
I would love to, but I'll go back to what Alex Rodriguez told me years ago. if they paid me to steal bases, I'd steal bases.
Yeah.
But he's in the 40-40. You have Alfonso Soriano is in the 40-40, I believe.
Alfonso Soriano is the most recent person, I think, to be in the 40-40 club, and that was like 2006 or something like that.
Mm. That's not suspicious, is it?
What do you mean?
Barry Bonds is in there. Canseco's in there.
Accurate.
40-40. But who was it? Was it Mickey Mantle who said, if I knew this was a big deal, I would have done it every year? Him and, you know, Willie Mays, they're like, wait, this is a big deal? Yeah. Oh, I would have done it every year. Yes, Paul.
Young Barry Bonds, when he was with the Pirates, was stealing 52 bases, 48 bases. And then it's like when his homers went this way, his steals went the opposite. When he was becoming a home run guy, his steals went down to like nine a game, nine a season.
Well, I was faster than he was when he started hitting home runs.
But I wonder, he was big and huge, but he was such a top ball player. I wonder if he could have pushed it. I remember he said, he goes, you're going to need a car to pick me up at first base. They asked him about why he doesn't steal anymore. He goes, pulling a hamstring, yeah, and being out for 3 weeks is not helping the team.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
some of the names on the near miss 40-40 club are pretty fun.
Okay.
Let's see. He had Ronald Acuna Jr. Almost did it in 2019. Matt Kemp was just a home run away. Let's see. Carlos Beltran almost did it. He was two home runs away. Alfonso Soriano again. Vlad Guerrero. Barry Bonds. Hojo. Howard Johnson. Eric Davis. Bobby Bonds almost did it twice.
Mm.
Willie Mays, 36 home runs, 40 stolen bases. Mm. He would have been one of the first.
Yeah. But we're so statistically driven that, you know, all these players are thinking, well, if I get to that, then it means this. Players who played before that, they never thought of that. Where if I go, I get 50 stolen bases, I'm going to be this, or I get 30, you know, home runs and 30 stolen bases. It wasn't that. That then we became number crunchers, and then it became the analytics. And then you were comparing this third baseman now to a third baseman, George Brett. And look at my numbers compared to him. Well, he's worth this. And then that's where you had the salaries that started to climb up here. All right, I get some phone calls in here. Buddha, San Francisco, leads us off on this Friday. Good morning, Buddha.
Nobody. DP, best wishes to Fritzy. And speaking of Fritzy, and I wanted to help out the back row, not that Seton needs it. Always dials in the poll questions well, but I have a toddler-inspired poll question for the show, Dan, if I may.
Yes, you may.
All right. When Fritzy is called upon for his poll questions, you, A, turn up the radio and rub your hands together with joy and excitement. You, B, immediately let out a deep sigh and eye roll. C, you start wondering if the cone of silence is still operating. Or D, hey, you know what? It's all about content. Let's ride, Fritzy.
Okay. I'm lowering the cone of silence over Fritzy's desk. It's almost like in memoriam for Fritzy. If he doesn't happen to make it back from surgery, we'll just leave it
Don't say that.
No.
That's not. He wouldn't like that. He wouldn't appreciate that.
No, he doesn't. He's not very lighthearted when it comes to death. He just isn't.
I feel like if you're someone who's routinely getting surgeries on about
procedure,
you know, routinely.
Procedures. I mean, the fella goes in for a procedure or five a year. Yeah, yeah. I bet he is a little weird.
They yell Norm when he comes in. Like, cheers.
Yeah. Hey, Todd. Hi. Hey, Doc.
Norm.
Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan and Danettes. Happy Meat Friday. Yeah, I'm missing Fritzy today, but glad you don't have a screen set up for him to zoom in when he's done. Even though it might be good content to see him on his ride home, glad we don't have to see that.
Hmm.
I had a question, too. After all these conference realignments and everything, are they going to be all in effect in 2024, or are we going to see this going on and these movements happening or becoming valid through like two or three seasons? And I do have a stat of the day.
All right.
Stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day. Mookie Betts has hit 35 home runs in consecutive seasons as a leadoff hitter, which makes him the second player to do this in Major League history. Who was the first? Already mentioned on the show, Alfonso Soriano in 2002 and 2003.
Mookie Betts is having an incredible year, but he's not the favorite to win the MVP. Right now it's Ronald Acuna Jr., who is having an incredible year. I love to look at these seasons where somebody wins an MVP, and you look at the person who put up the numbers, and you go, boy, they're going to lose out on the MVP putting up those numbers. And Mookie Betts across the board has been unbelievable. It's like Shohei Ohtani last year, because Judge hits over 60 home runs, that he's going to be your MVP. Mike Trout, what did he have? Finished top five in 10 years, won a couple of MVPs, but those that he didn't win, and you're like, man, you're not going to win an MVP with those kind of numbers? Yeah, Paul.
I like going back and looking at steroid era numbers, the early 2000s, because guys who didn't win the MVP had some of the greatest seasons in baseball history. Here's one. 1999, Sammy Sosa hit 300. 63 homers, 141 RBI. He finished ninth for the MVP.
Mm.
I know the Cubs weren't, they're a decent team. They were like competitive. And there was no accusations back then, but the guy hit 63 homers and finished ninth.
I think there was always a little bit of suspicion with Sammy Sosa.
But the Royd guys won it. Other Royd guys won it.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember seeing Sammy when he played for the White Sox, and he was really, really, really thin. And I think his first home run may have come against Roger Clemens. But then he got to the Cubs. And things started to change a little bit there. change a little bit. Tanner in South Dakota. Hi, Tanner. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I'm 6'1", 169. You ever heard of the saying, never work a day in your life?
Yes.
So I do notes and stuff on my phone, like constantly while I'm watching NFL or NBA. I all over Facebook with the Facebook page. My wife actually hates it, but I do it for a hobby. And I just kind of wanted your guys' advice. I was trying to get into Full Sail a little bit ago, but I'm taking it online and I'm a little skeptical on that. I actually emailed you guys a couple months ago, maybe longer than that. I'm not sure. But, yeah, just if you could give me your advice on that, that'd be great. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Well, if you want to be a sportscaster, Tanner, and you want to do it online, you can do that with Full Sail. You can earn your degree in sportscasting. You can learn how to do it. The question is, do you have the talent? This is what we tell students. Do you have the talent? We can give you the tools to better yourself. But then after that, I can get you, you know, over the wall, but what do you do when you get over the wall? Are you able to do this? Do you want to do this? Are you willing to go to a small market and do it? How do you look on camera? How do you sound? There's a lot of things that go into this. But you don't have to be on camera to be in sports the rest of your life. There's so many jobs that you can apply for. And most of your jobs are not in front of the camera or in front of a microphone. That's what you have to decide. But as far as you won't get any better quality of an education in this business than Full Sail University. The staff that I have, we have over 200 years of experience. And there's nobody like me who's doing this anywhere else in America with my experience. So we want to make you better. And, I didn't want this to, devolve into a sales pitch for Full Sail, but you asked. If you want to do it, you got to be willing to commit and you got to be willing to sacrifice and don't do it for the money. If you want to do this, you have to commit. And if you're married, you have kids, there's a lot of things that, you have to factor in here. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, I was going to say the first thing you might want to do is get your wife on the same page, because if she already finds it annoying and doesn't like it, getting into the business is not going to be fun.
Yes, because we make decisions that are based off our family. Jobs that we take or we don't take, or we travel, we don't travel. You have to factor in all these things. And, I have a student who was in Bozeman, Montana. He graduated, got a job there. All right. Probably not making a lot of money. But he's covering Montana State football, and he couldn't be happier. If you want to do it, get paid to do it, and not work a day in your life, everybody's got to be on board. Yeah, Paulie.
And those entry-level jobs, like your guy in Bozeman, he's shooting the video.
Yeah.
He's editing the video back in the van. He's running it back to the office, queuing it up. He's going to present it. Then he's going to do it again the next day. And he's going to go to a volleyball game at 8 p.m., 40 miles away. It's low pay, not glamorous, and you get grinded. But you got to do it all. You got to edit. You got to shoot everything.
Yeah, that's what's changed. But if your wife's not on board, then don't kid yourself, because then it won't go well. People are going to have to sacrifice if you want to do this. And we all did this. We all worked. You know, Marvin made $13 an hour at the mothership. My first job, I was in New York as a reporter, and I made $18,000. You know, guys had to work weekends. You had to supplement your income. But if you love doing it and want to do it, and I didn't have a plan B, but I didn't have a plan B for a reason, because I wanted to be desperate. I never wanted to go, well, I can always do that. I didn't have that. I didn't want that. Let's take a break. Play of the day is coming up next. Not sure what you're doing today or tomorrow, but I know what you're doing on Sunday. It's Slider Sunday, thanks to King's Hawaiian. Football season right around the corner. Got to start thinking about tailgating your football watch parties. And King's Hawaiian makes fall Sundays even better by making them Slider Sundays. The original rolls, slider buns, or the salty pretzel slider buns. Those soft, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls, perfect for any football get-together. Really, any day. Fun, delicious, customizable, and shareable King's Hawaiian Slider Sundays. And if you need recipe inspiration, kingshawaiian.com is the place to go. You can find the recipe for barbecue bacon meatball sliders. So that's hickory smoked bacon, ground beef, some barbecue sauce, cheddar cheese, topped with some lettuce and onions and tomatoes and pickles, and you are good to go. King's Hawaiian Slider Sunday. Go to the bakery or deli section of your local store and pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls and enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Dynasty the King, King.
What's good, y'all? It's your main man, Michael Smith, esteemed NFL analyst and certified fantasy football legend. Allow me to present to you your new favorite fantasy football podcast, The Dynasty Exchange, hosted by my first-round rookie picks, Davis, Dylan, and Josh, three guys who most definitely know their stuff. They're the co-commissioners of the coolest and most cutthroat dynasty league you'll ever come across, the Yacht Club. And now they're the co-hosts of the most elite. Now make that the definitive dynasty program in the game. It's dedicated to only the most devoted of diehards, the guys like me who can't stay off Sleeper and KTC. And trust me, you won't regret making the choice to follow their dynasty advice. Listen to Michael Smith Presents The Dynasty Exchange on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
Oh, my God.
The play, play of the day.
Runner left, I got it!
Check this out.
First and 10 from the 30. Motion Vele across the formation. Play action pass and a roll for Bryson Barnes. Lots of time. Looking long. He's got a man out there. Money Parks. Caught 20. 15. 10. 5. That's a touchdown. 70 yards on the opening play. And a touchdown to Mon Terron. Money Parks.
That's courtesy of Learfield Sports. Utah, number 14 in the country. Beat Florida 24-11, season opener for both teams. Last time Florida lost its season opener, 2017. That's your play of the day, brought to you by the great folks at Traeger. Portable grills for the upcoming tailgate season. Portable, enhanced, featured grills there. What song is this? This is Enter Sandman?
Correct.
For what school?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech plays. Okay, Enter Sandman. Explore new flavors. The Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. Go all out and get your dream grill, the Timberline Grill. Traeger has grills for everybody. Start shopping for grilling essentials at Traeger.com. I didn't realize, I don't know how many people didn't get to see the game last night because Spectrum and ESPN or Disney couldn't come to an agreement. And then right before kickoff, they decide that they're going to pull the plug. And how many people didn't get to see that game last night? Do you have any estimates, Seton?
I keep seeing that about 50 million people are out of ESPN. Not that 50 million were watching the game, okay. But I think that's the number of subscribers that they lost.
Yeah. Yeah, Paulie.
But that's calculated. They want this reaction.
Sure.
It's not like, you know, it wasn't some guy on the switch going, oh, today we do it?
Yeah, they want you mad.
Yes.
Mad at Disney and ESPN.
It worked. Certainly mad at somebody. I think it feels like more people were mad at Spectrum than they were at ESPN.
Oh, really?
But.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
That sucks, though. Just waiting for the Florida Utah. You're like, yeah, okay, let's. Whoa, what?
I know. I was flipping around. It was great. You know, I love to watch random college football games because I always feel like nobody's watching this, so I'll watch it, as opposed to everybody's watching that game, and I'm flipping around. I watched some of Connecticut against NC State. I don't know how good NC State's going to be. They strike me as a 7-win team, but Connecticut covered.
A win is a win.
That's all they do is cover.
All they do is cover. Mike in Orlando. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
What up, DP?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Bob.
What?
A couple days ago, you were talking about the NFC North. I'm a long-suffering Bears fan like Paulie.
Yeah.
I have a shower of shame that I'm back for redemption after my eggnog over the head in the World Cup, for any takers.
Okay, you got the Bears winning the NFC North, a shower of shame.
Oh, no. I'm not that silly. I'm going to correctly predict the order of finish in the NFC North, and if there's any variation from that order, I lose the bet.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so in last place will be the Green Bay Packers, okay, followed by the Vikings, then the Bears, and the Detroit Lions are going to win the North this year.
All right. Anybody want a piece of Mike in Orlando, shower of shame, the order of the NFC North? Packers in last, then the Vikings, then the Bears,
the Vikings,
and then the Lions. Marvin?
I'll take that bet.
All right. Marvin wants a piece of you, Mike.
All right, Marvin.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
Awesome.
What? What's the order again?
It's Green Bay is last.
Okay.
Vikings, Bears, Lions.
All right.
Oh. Okay.
So then if you take the bet, you're going against that.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Oh, Seton's going.
Yeah.
Paulie?
I'm going to let these guys have this one. But the last day, this is a division that's going to come down to the last week of the season. Week 18. Vikings at Lions, Bears at Packers.
Oh,
that's basically the playoffs.
Yeah, that's tasty.
Man, I like that. All right, Mike, you got two takers here for a shower of shame.
Awesome.
All right. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan. Happy Meat Friday.
Yeah?
Last night, I was lucky enough to go to Krapenberg State's home opener, and they have a great feature in their stadium.
What is
they
that,
have a
Al?
Section. They have a kids section where you can drop the kids off at the pool before you go watch the game.
Okay, I see what you did with that. Thank you. Thank you, Al. Krapenberg State, they opened up against Skidmore, I think.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
Come on, you guys.
What? Krapenberg State.
Always go for two.
Yeah.
That's their motto.
Yeah.
People are going to think it's a real school.
It's not?
I mean, like real, like Division One, not Division.
Oh, they're not Division One.
Yeah, they're D3.
They're like a, yeah.
D4.
D2. Come on, let's clean it up here.
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Guys. David Pollack, he'll join us coming up. We'll talk about the ACC adding three new schools. And if I gave him Caleb Williams of the field for the Heisman, what would he take? One more item. We close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security says it all right there in the name. It's simple. You can install it, and it is safe. 24/7 live guard protection. They have a new smart alarm indoor camera, and that works as part of Simply Safe system to keep your whole home safe from break-ins and fires, floods, and just about anything else. You can install it if you would like to. Do it in about 30 minutes or less, or a Simply Safe expert will set it up for you as well. Either way, easy to protect your home. No contracts to sign, no hidden fees, no pushy salespeople. Ask about Simply Safe. The professional monitoring agents can actually see and speak to and deter an intruder through the Simply Safe new smart alarm wireless indoor camera. They're always thinking, they're always doing, they're always protecting. For a limited time, get 20% off your new system when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring. You visit SimplySafeDan.com, SimplySafeDan.com, and remember, there is no safe like Simply Safe.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments, for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.